This is Wade Rafke with the Chief Organizer Report. Protests inside the corporate castles and behind the government walls. If you ever wondered whether mass protests bring social change or just more miles on your wrist Fitbit, the evidence of the protests' impact, whether the Women's March or the mass airport actions around the Trump travel ban, are now everywhere, including inside corporate castles and behind the walls of government throughout the country. Perhaps there were no surprises that some of the hipper set of tech companies were quickly forced to get in formation with the protest. More than 127 of them joined the amicus brief in arguments to the appeals court to freeze the ban. Many were caught in a double bind between their employees and the fact that they depend on easy entry of foreign labor for a portion of their best and brightest talent. But other tech companies, less cutting edge and more mainstream, are feeling the heat as well. Almost 1,000 verified IBM employees signed a petition to their CEO demanding that the company refuse any contract that would restrict American rights and liberties. Several young women who are part of a new acquisition by Cisco began a similar petition, and women seem to be leading many of these inside challenges. This is not an isolated phenomenon. More than 1,000 State Department workers had earlier signed a dissent cable around concerns about the travel ban and the diminishment of core American values. Justice Department officials jumped on their swords on the same issue. Five members of the Super Bowl winning New England Patriots have said they will not be traveling to the White House for the ceremonial photo op because they do not feel welcome. Steph Curry, the NBA MVP for the last 2 years and a spokesman for the Under Armour athletic wear company, said he would walk away from a million-dollar contract with the company until the CEO backtracked from his overzealous comments, seeming to give a blanket endorsement to Trump. Steve Kerr, his coach at the Golden State Warriors, said essentially that these are times of protest when players need to speak out. Other companies from Wall Street to Main Street are hunkering down and caught between crazy at the White House and concerns expressed in employee meetings, emails, and local watering holes. Workers are scrubbing social media posts and going encrypted for conversations because of concern about increased surveillance in this new era. This is what social change looks like. Long hair on the street, and suddenly even CEOs have hair over their ears and collars. Pants suits and low heels start showing up, and ties are left at home. Those who are always quiet realize that threats to home, family, community, and country are real enough that silence is no longer acceptable. When protest leaps over the walls and goes viral, popping up everywhere and anywhere, a tipping point may be reached where the forces of change can't be stopped and there is a culture shift that legitimizes all protest. When all Americans believe they now have to protect America's values and reputation, no government is secure. This is Wade Rafke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.